Deep Purple, yeah. And the Royal Philharmonic, live at the Royal Albert Hall. And it was a concerto for group and orchestra of first movements. So I thought it was a little bit long for a few people, but I just had to play that one to... I think that's one of the best examples of classical rock music combined together. It's really good. Almost as good as the Nice, which I shall try and fit in a bit later on. But better get back onto conventional rock, I think, for the time being. This one's going out for George in Edmonton. If you're listening, George, hello. Did try to phone you earlier, but couldn't get through. I know you like this track. It's The Neutrons from the album Black Hole Star and Living in the World Today. Neutrons and living in the world today from Black Hole Star. And if you just join us, you listen to Amanda, 214 meters medium wave. It's 1404 kilohertz. Broadcasting rock over London, Essex, and Hertfordshire. If you'd like to write in, it's Amanda, 46 Morley Avenue, Wood Green, London, N22. Have a little dedication now from Julie, our DJ. It's going to Mummy and Daddy and Louise and all of her friends. I hope you all have a lovely Easter. And also love to Katie Stallwood. And apparently Katie's only 8 years old and Louise is only 4 years old, but they've been dancing to the music, so I'll keep it up. Right. Oh, sorry. Oh, I made a little mistake here. It was a rather confusing bit of paper I've got handy. Sorry, the dedication was actually from Katie Stallwood. Sorry about that. Anyway, you wanted some Fleetwood Mac. Here's a track from their excellent album, Rumours, and it's Secondhand News.
I know that there's nothing to do when times go bad.
Caught out there. I thought we had a few more seconds to go. Yeah. Elton John and one from Goodbye Olympic Road and Candle in the Wind. A song for Norma Jean, who of course was the real name of Marilyn Monroe. As if you didn't know. Right. And now again for something completely different.
Of the soundtrack, of the trailer, of the film, of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Live from the classic Silbury Hills.
Hello and welcome to the classic Silbury Hill for the 3:10 performance of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I can see through the door of the gentleman's that the bee feet here bring me the head of John Reeve. There's only a few minutes left to run, just time for me to tell you a few quick words about the theatre. The Classic Silbury Ale, formerly the social club of the Andover Parks and Burials Department, was converted into a cinema in 1941 by Ken Folsom, father of John, in the Gothic Renaissance style. The lavatories here comprise two freestanding fixtures and a 12-inch enamel wall bar with self-rinsing bar and auto-sump grill, and were opened by Gary Cooper in 1957. Well, I can see now Eunice and Maureen Zappa, salesgirls here through two walls and six different Tory administrations, making their way to the front of the auditorium with their sales trays full of ice creams, lollipops, sweets, dubbin and broken glass. There are several people in the audience this afternoon. This is an old-age pensioner's afternoon, and I can see Mrs. Skelton from the Customs and Excise in row G. And away there by the statue of Pan is Mr. Alway, the local Seamen's Union organiser. A surprise visitor is Mr. Bhutto, the president of Pakistan in row K. And up in the circle is Enid Pickles, local representative of the Baader-Meinhof group. She's the only one armed here this afternoon. Now, while the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail is being loaded into the huge projectors by Vincent Wong, the Sino-Scottish projectionist here in Silbury Hill, let's look back to that never-to-be-forgotten occasion when the film was premiered in London's busy West End. Bob Gandy is the reporter.
Hello and welcome to Old Compton Street. It's a mild night here, warm for early April, and a large crowd has gathered outside to watch this great gala night for the stars. Cars are arriving quite fast now. Here's a beautiful Rolls-Royce silver Corniche, all white, siding gracefully up to the doors of the cinema. Commissioner Alf Venables, ex-father of Terry, steps forward, opens the door, and out steps a radiant Miss Taylor herself, looking absolutely stunning in an off-the-shoulder organza and silk dress. And next comes Burt Reynolds in a huge red Ferrari sports car. Oh my God, Burt Reynolds has run into the back of the Corniche, and Miss Taylor turns and makes a splendid gesture. Great heavens, that's Steve McQueen, who's 18-year the gymnast special, has somersaulted through the crowd into the back bumper. And who's this coming through the windscreen of the Mini? Yes, it's lovely star Barbara Streisand, flying through the air in a beautiful Bill Gibb creation. And she's landed half on Roger Moore, looking quite well, and half on Jack Nicholson, who's not so well. And who's that under the back wheel? Yes, it's Faye Dunaway. No, it's Victor Mature in the blazing fog. Yes, all the stars are here tonight. That's Joan Crawford squashed in between the bonnet and Pete Murray and the box office door. And Shirley Temple, head battered out of all the...
Oh, yes.
And now, for an explosion. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and that was their very first album, simply called Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and that track was Tank. Very nice album, that. Again, I think it's probably the best album they've produced so far. I keep saying this, but well, it's only my personal opinion, of course. Anyway, I will probably play another track from that at some later date. Oh, a little time check, I think. I haven't done one of those yet. It's about 23 minutes past 3 on the Mender. I don't know what time it is with you, but that's what time it is here anyway. Oh, excuse me, just having a little drop of Bordeaux, a nice white Bordeaux. It reminds me, I must play a Monty Python track, all about Australian wine. That's rather amusing. Anyway, continuing with the music now. something a little bit different again. This is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and one called Dismal Swamp. Mahavishnu Orchestra and the title track Birds of Fire. That's the band that features John McLaughlin on guitars there. Actually, that wasn't the track I meant to play, so I'll play another track from that later on. I'll try to play a few tracks off the albums if I can, because you can't really judge an album just from one track. You need to listen to at least two or three tracks, really. So on some other broadcasts or sessions, whatever you want to call them, I shall feature some more tracks from some of the albums I've already played. Give you a bit more of an idea of what the album's like. And actually, something just come to mind. If it is an album that you particularly like, and you can't find it in your local record shop, you can always write in or give us a ring, and we can let you know the label and the actual album number, which will make things a little bit easier to if you want to order it. Unfortunately, I don't think the phone line's open still at the moment. I'll check on that in a moment. So, I'll say it is open, I will let you know. Right, continue now with Kane. It's a German band. It's an album, Flow Motion. And this one's I Want More. I think I'll play for myself, I always want more. But I don't really seem to get it. Probably because I always want more, if you can understand that.
Thank you.
The Nice and their album The Five Bridges, and that particular track was the Corellia Suite, composed by originally Sibelius. That featured Keith Emerson, of course, who is Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Right, that's going to be my last classical rock record for a little while. Just a couple more tracks to go, and then I should be disappearing at 4 o'clock, and me will be taking over from 4 till 6, I believe. Is it? Yes. Well, 4 to 6, roughly. Right. Main address, if you like to drop us a line, let us know what reception's like, or comments on the station, anything you have to say at all. And also, if you're interested in the specialist music campaign, just tell you very briefly about that. It's there's a few guys who got together and started this sort of specialist music campaign. The idea is to try and get specialist music played on the radio, not just little bits here and there, but, you know, played sort of all day long. They do it in the States, in Australia, but it doesn't happen in this country. A bit crazy. I was talking to one of our gramophone announcers earlier about this, and it's a strange situation. We're supposed to have one of the finest television systems in the world. But we've got one of the lousiest radio networks. Whereas in America, they've got a very good radio system, but apparently lousy TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, if I write in and find out a bit more about this specialist music thing, the main address is Amanda, 46 Morley Avenue, Wood Green, London, N22. Lou Reed now, from Lou Reed Live, and you're just so vicious.
When I see you coming, I just gotta run.
Very live and vicious. I'll probably play some more from that perhaps on the late night broadcast. I've got to leave you in a minute. I've got just one more track to go, and Chris Thomas is coming up from 4 till 6. I shall be back again along with Paul Chamberlain from 12 midnight till 6 in the morning. If I can stay awake, that is. Well, if, I don't know what condition Paul's in. I haven't seen him at the moment, but we shall do our best anyway. So for the insomnia, the night rock music, and a few other things, a little bit of Monty Python and that sort of thing. 12 to 6 is the time to tune in. Right, thanks to the brain surgeon for the rock cakes. They're very nice. I've only broken two teeth so far. No, I ain't joking, actually. It was very nice. I'm just finishing off the last one. Thanks very much for them. Right, I think that's everything for the moment. So, I'm going to leave you now with David Bowie. Not in person, on a record, you know. From Space Oddity. And God knows I'm good. Never a true word spoken.
Rubbish.
You're an atheist or something?
Yes.
Oh.
I was walking through the counters of the National Concern, and a cash machine was spitting by my shoulder. And I saw the multitude of faces, honest, rich and clean, as the merchandise exchanged and money rolled. And a woman, hot with worry, slyly slipped a tin of a stewing steak into the paper bag at her side. And her face was white with fear in case her actions were absurd. So she closed her eyes to keep her conscience blind, crying, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. God may look the other way today. God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. God may look the other way today. Then she moved toward the exit, clutching tightly at her paper bag. Perspiration trickled down her forehead, and her heart had leapt inside her as the hand laid on her shoulder. She was led away, bewildered and amazed. Through her deafened ears, the cash machine burned. The help, a tired old lady who had fainted to the whirling wooden floor, crying, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. Surely God won't look the other way. God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good, God knows I'm good. Surely God won't look the other way. Hey.
Broadcasting live on the medium wave on 240 metres, 1404 kilohertz. This is London's one and only 24-hour-a-day rock station, Radio Amanda.